A recommendation has been made for the 18th District Representative Darren LaHood to serve as a conferee to the House Senate Highway Bill Conference Committee. As a conferee, LaHood will engage in resolving differences relevant to the House Committee on Natural Resources. In a press release, LaHood noted he was honored to receive the recommendation and added, "I look forward to being able to serve in this rare capacity, especially after being elected to office less than 3 months ago." LaHood continued by stating, "The opportunity to improve and reform our highway and transit programs by investing in our nation's infrastructure is a tremendous step in the right direction for the safety and productivity of our county. Our vast transportation network is the backbone of our economy, making it critical that we provide long-term certainty for states, localities, and businesses as repairs and upgrades to our airports, waterways, roads, and bridges are planned and executed. LaHood represents more than 700,000 constituents throughout West Central Illinois. Motorists in Jacksonville are partying like it's 2009 with the current slide in gas prices. As of Wednesday morning, the low price for a gallon of regular unleaded gas is $1.71. According to our records, the last time prices were this low was January 2, 2009, when we recorded prices at $1.63 per gallon. Jacksonville saw prices below $2 for a five-month period extending into the spring of 2010 before prices went back up to the late 2000 recession-level norms. Prior to that, prices haven't been this cheap locally since late 2004. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com fills us in on how people are spending less to fill her up.
I think a lot of what has brought us here is ample U.S. oil inventories. They remain 100 million barrels higher than just 1 year ago, as well as refiners that are returning from seasonal maintenance, and now they're boosting production, boosting refining of that cheap crude oil, and that's translating into more supply of gasoline, which is weighing on prices, as well as seasonal demand decreases that we see every year into the cooler months. That's actively playing a role as well.
DeHaan believes low prices will stick around for at least another month to 2 months.
I think a lot of how low ultimately prices will go is going to be contingent on whether or not crude oil prices continue to plummet to multi-year lows. There's certainly a good possibility that we haven't seen the lowest prices yet, but it is a little difficult. There's certainly a lot of moving factors going on across the globe today. You talk about things like ISIS, and the Saudis made comments about oil production, and that got the market going a little bit. It's safe to say, though, that with oil inventories in this country still very, very high, that there's going to be a struggle for gas prices to go up much this winter.
According to the most recent daily fuel gauge report from AAA, Illinois is currently averaging just $1.99 per gallon. That's nearly 90 cents less than what prices were a year ago. The national average for a gallon of regular unleaded is just $2.05. The Coalition for Illinois Midwifery support a measure it says will allow for licensed midwives in Illinois to assist in home births. While the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation says advanced practice nurses can perform those services, Illinois News Network has more.
Democratic Representative Robin Gable filed House Bill 4341 last week. It would create the Home Birth Safety Act and the Illinois Midwifery Board. Michelle Breen with the Coalition says the group supports the bill as a way to remove home birth from, quote, black market maternity care. Breen says the lack of Illinois licensing midwives is leading trained and experienced midwives to leave the state for fear of being reprimanded by the state for practicing midwifery without a license.
You know, when women become more and more experienced and they have more births under their belt, and they become through the network, they become well known. It puts them at risk. It puts them at risk for a cease and desist order.
With experienced midwives leaving the state, Breen says mothers wanting to give birth at home are hard-pressed to get quality care. Breen says in Illinois, there were close to 1,000 home births in 2012, and 30 other states allow for licensing midwives. IDFPR says nearly 11,000 licensed advanced practice nurses can perform midwives' service, but Breen contends some areas of the state are underserved. In Springfield, Greg Bishop, INN Radio.
Midwives caught practicing without a license are subject to a Class A misdemeanor, with any subsequent charges leading to a Class 4 felony.
Does your bank understand you?
Your business.
Your farm.
Your dreams.
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help, so whether you own a business, run the family farm, or simply have big dreams, we have a full line of financial products to fit your needs. I'm Rob Lyman, and I am your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, and member FDIC.
It's time to get that turkey ready for your Thanksgiving Day. You better have had it defrosting for the past couple of days, because it's a little too late to start now. You need about a day in the fridge, for every 5 pounds of turkey you want to thaw. Once you have that done, Laura Barr with the University of Illinois Extension says that you don't need to rinse the bird off. That increases the chance of bacteria splashing off the bird onto countertops and other surfaces where you may later set fresh food.
Water does not destroy bacteria. The cooking is what kills the bacteria, and that's why we're cooking our food, is to kill the live bacteria that's in it.
Once you're done cooking and eating on Thursday, the best part can be leftovers, but they should only be kept in the fridge for a few days before discarding them or freezing them to keep them safe. Here's national headlines.
Here's the latest. I'm Tiffany Griffith. President Obama is urging Americans to go about their normal Thanksgiving activities.
President Obama says there is no specific credible evidence of a terror plot in the United States.
As we go into Thanksgiving weekend, I want the American people to know is that we are taking every possible step to keep our homeland safe.
The president spoke after meeting with national security advisors.
That's Benjamin Yount reporting. However, millions of holiday travelers are seeing longer security lines and more intense screenings. Protesters angry about the police shooting death of a Chicago teenager are planning a number of rallies over the Thanksgiving weekend, including blocking traffic on Black Friday. The white police officer who shot him 16 times now faces a first-degree murder charge. Donald Trump is taking some heat for mocking a New York Times reporter with a congenital joint condition. During a campaign stop in South Carolina this week, Trump appeared to physically and verbally mock reporter Sergei Kovalevsky's recollection of events on 9/11. You're listening to the latest from 24/7 News.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.